That's the kind they saw lumber with, you know, that old round saw, you know. There used to be one in the community over where I lived. We'd carry that thing. We'd have to carry it back. We afraid the guy wouldn't like it. Of course, I don't guess he would, but he didn't care for us using it. But if we'd carry, walk and carry that thing, run something in that hole where the mandrel went, you know, in the saw, it'd be probably 3 inches. And we'd run a pole or something in there, you know, and put it on their shoulder, you know, and carry that thing for 3 or 4 miles. Mm-hmm. We'd take time about if it began to get tired, and then we'd have to carry it back after it was over with. But we'd have to carry that back. Get that thing up there, you know, on that pole, and they'd usually let it down when they'd get the shivery in them. And they'd start out, and somebody'd get behind that thing, you know, with a hammer in each hand, you know, beating that thing on both sides, you know. Now, you talk about something to make a racket.
I bet they would.
Yeah. Shooting, you know, shooting guns. Yeah. But I'll tell you, I've stayed about that a lot of time. Now, how particular they was about anything. I've laid it set up many a night. The chivalry was going to be on Sunday night. And we'd set up till midnight before we'd go down to chivalry. And we'd get close by. But we wouldn't chivalry them. They could have prosecuted us, you know, or we thought they could, and I guess they could. I just noticed Sunday night, a guy come to church, you know, and he had on an old long shirt, on them old forked tail shirts, you know, and he had it on the outside of his breeches, you know. Well, when I was a boy, a guy could have been going along that road out there with his shirt tail out, and he just as sure to have to pay a fine as could be.
Was that right?
That's right. Boy, you just let somebody pass along with it. Boys, it just kind of get careless and maybe let the shirt tail out, and they had to pay a fine. But now they don't think a thing in the world about it. That's just that much different. But we didn't chivalry them in the fore part of the night on Sunday night. We'd set up till midnight, and then maybe if it's cool, we'd build a fire, be off somewhere, and build a fire. And yeah, we'd set up till midnight, and we'd chivalry them.
Did somebody help your wife when she had her babies? Did somebody come and help? Or?
No, we had a doctor from there. We had two over here in this little old town then, you know.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. She didn't go to the hospital, but the doctor would come out here. Usually speak to him, you know, in advance, you know, about the time. Yeah, he come out here.
You didn't have anybody call a midwife or a granny?
No. Now, that used to be, you know, when...
As long as you had doctors, why...
Yeah, later on, you know, and they had doctors. But back before that, I know big families that there never was a doctor in the house. You know, maybe there'd be 8 or 10 children, they wouldn't... Never a doctor in the house at that time.
Would they make their own medicine?
No, I don't know just what about that, but they'd have some. There'd be some woman that lived around in. They'd have her, you know, to come.
When they got sick, did they use their own medicine?
I guess they used a doctor then.
I see. Could you describe, in fact, I've got a few questions here I'd like to ask you before supper time, about a bug that had two wings and would hover over water and then dart and hover. What did you used to call him? Is he I guess today you call him a dragonfly, but Is he a snake doctor? Or
that's what we used to call him.
Snake eater or
we used to call him. Doctor. We used to call him the snake doctor.
I see.
Yeah, that's what we called him.
And the bugs that would fly around and flash a light.
Lightning bug.
Lightning bugs.
Yeah.
Did you have a little thing that looked like a squirrel but stayed on the ground in this area?
Ground squirrel.
Ground squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never climbed.
Smaller than a ordinary squirrel.
Right.
We still got them. Chipmunks, you know, some of them called them. Yeah, we still got them.
When you were eating chicken, did you ever do anything with the bone that looked like that?
Yeah.
What was that?
Reach under the table, you know, and two of them and make a wish. And each one of them pull, you know, on the chicken. One of them, would, you know, it'll break, find a break in two, you know. And what is it they do?
They make a wish, and the one that got the shortest piece, I believe, their wish had come true, or seemed like they put it up over the door, and the...
I don't